This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Facebook posts, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for snow, sleet, and freezing rain predicted from 4 p.m. Tuesday, December 2nd to 6 a.m. Wednesday, December 3rd. 1 to 2 inches of snow is predicted before turning warmer. The advisory covers the entire Hudson Valley and Catskills, including Greene, Columbia, Dutchess, Ulster, Rensselaer, and Albany counties. Ryan Nearing reports in the Albany Times-Union that earlier this month, State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli refused Governor Andrew Cuomo's request for $500,000 from an oil spill cleanup fund to support planning staff and equipment to deal with potential oil spills from the Bakken crude rail shipments now crowding local railways. Now the Cuomo administration wants to beef up the 36-year-old fund, which currently spends millions more on spill cleanups than was collected from polluters. Those polluters are supposed to support the fund, but Nearing reports, quote, most state-ordered cleanups under the fund were supported not by polluters, but by a gasoline tax paid by consumers in the state. Consumers are kicking in about $30 million a year to the fund, unquote. Petroleum shipped through New York is not taxed, so those profiting from the flood of Bakken crude oil trains won't pay if the fund is used to clean up their mess. As of March, the fund only had $28 million, with $175 million due from polluters and $86 million written off as uncollectible. Cuomo wanted the $500,000 from DiNapoli to support updated spill cleanup plans for the Hudson River, Lake Champlain, and Mohawk River Valley rail corridors, to hire more DEC staff to handle spill planning for training and response, and to buy spill response equipment to be stored in the sensitive areas in advance of potential spills. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. There are a few local meetings on Wednesday, December 3rd. You can check wgxc.org/events or newsroom.wgxc.org for more information. The Philmont Library Board of Trustees meets at 7 p.m. December 3rd at the Philmont Public Library. Caro Planning Board meets December 3rd at 7 p.m. The Halcott Planning Board meets at 7 p.m. December 3rd in the Halcott Grange. New Baltimore Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is at 7:30 p.m. December 3rd in the New Baltimore Town Hall. Always call ahead to make sure the meetings are still going on. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.